Welcome back. This is Podcast to the Universe for Masters of the Universe. As always, find the show on Twitter at POTU4MOTU. That is the number 4. Today is Tuesday. It is 4:23 p.m. And today on my lunch break at work, I watched Season 2, Episode 2, The Energy Beast. So you know what that means. I will be recapping that episode. I mean, really, I don't know what else that could mean, possibly, for purposes of this show. Today, fun episode. We see the Road Ripper for the first time, as far as I know. And I was having issues linking a song for this episode that would apply. We have an energy beast. It's called the Energy Beast. There's songs about beasts. There's songs about energy, but nothing really fit. So what I did was, I've had this song in my back pocket for, I don't know, a month, but there's a band out of Finland, and the name of the band is, have you ever seen the Jane Fonda aerobic VHS? The name of the band is, have you ever seen the Jane Fonda aerobic VHS? So they have a song called the He-Man Song. And since nothing really fit with this episode, that song has been burning a hole in my pocket to use it. So now I can clear that off and take care of that today. So that will be our musical guest. There's no surprise for anyone, because I doubt very much anyone is familiar with that song. Not a whole lot else going on with me. It's a pretty boring week so far. No complaints. Tuesday drug on a little bit long, but it's been so beautiful outside. And as soon as I'm off, I go in the basement, so I can't really complain about being stuck at work when it's so nice outside. When I leave work and it's still very nice outside, and I go into the basement with a PBR to record this podcast. So I guess I can't complain about that. I'm still waiting on my Magic Marker Envy order. The fridge magnets are from the Disasters of the Universe line. There's a Hellraiser inspired one, some G.I. Joe ones, and a Shining one. So I guess that's two G.I. Joe, one Shining, one Hellraiser, and 4 Disasters of the Universe. I also have some miscellaneous things in various parts of the world on their way here. But no orders this week, so hopefully soon I'll have a little pick-me-up. So nothing else really to get off my chest at the front of the episode, so let's go on with the recap, and we'll try, who can we do for a bio today? There's the Energy Beast, and then the spirit that was in Mount Eternia. Yeah, I'll figure something out. Let's get on and review the show, and I will see if I can recognize my horrific handwriting. Not a joke. Today's episode, like so many before, begin with Orko screwing something up so we have a story. Who knows what stories we would be left with if Orko wasn't screwing something up. In The Energy Beast, Season 2, Episode 2, Orko is nosing around in Man-at-Arms' lab, and the Road Ripper is there. But it is quickly destroyed. Orko turns it on, loses control of it, and it starts flying around, not flying, but racing around on the ground in the palace. Meanwhile, King Randor is reading a royal decree, or a proclamation, that he's going to decree that there will be a He-Man Day celebrated throughout Eternia. Orko crashes the party. He runs the Road Ripper into the wall, destroying it, into the throne room or the royal hall. Man-at-Arms is pretty sore about the whole thing. He spent 6 months building it, and Orko has destroyed it. Orko then flies through the proclamation in King Randor's hands, and he's screwed something else up. He sulks away. And he's complaining about how he's no hero or a special person. So after this has happened, there is rumbling in the ground and they think it's an earthquake. But really, Mount Eternia next to the palace has shaken loose some rocks from the side and a temple has been revealed. So Teela and Orko and Prince Adam, Cringer, go to the temple in the side of the mountain, and there's an inscription written in an ancient language that Teela has some understanding of, and it talks about there being absolute power within and magical treasures. So they decide that they need to find more out about the temple before going in, because there might be danger, and this is a He-Man episode, so surely there is danger within. Skeletor has been watching this, and he says that he will go in while they leave to find out more about it. Skeletor arrives and he can't get in, so he leaves. After Skeletor leaves, Orko goes back to the temple because he can't wait another day, and he gets sucked into the temple. Inside the mountain, he meets the Energy Beast, and the Energy Beast is trapped under a glass dome, and he's probably maybe a foot tall, it's hard to say. But the Energy Beast tells Orko, if you release me, I will grant you anything you want. Orko says, anything? Well, I would like to be famous as He-Man. So he releases the Energy Beast. The Energy Beast, of course, is evil. He doesn't grant the wish. And as this is happening, Mount Eternia is rumbling. Prince Adam turns into He-Man, Cringer into Battle Cat, and they go to the temple. And they confront the Energy Beast, who says that he once ruled Eternia, and he will again. But he says, I'm going to go to another dimension and power up, and I will return to rule. so the Energy Beast leaves to power up. They go to the Sorceress at Castle Grayskull, and she says the Energy Beast was created when Eternia was formed, and their ancestors learned a secret to trap the Energy Beast, and that secret has since been lost with time. The Sorceress says that they need to go to the Gold Chamber of the Ancients within Mount Eternia, and they will find possibly the secret there. As she's telling our heroes this, an ugly bird is intently watching on the windowsill. He is a raven of Skeletor, and he goes back to tell Skeletor what their plans are, and he does it in rhyme. Prince Adam, Teela, Orko, and Cringer take a drilling vehicle from Man-at-Arms. We've seen this drill before in The Search. Skeletor has used it before. So Prince Adam is there as Prince Adam, and their progress is stopped. So he jumps out and he realizes the drive shaft is broken, turns into He-Man and fuses it back together with his hands, and then turns back into Prince Adam. Once they get further into Mount Eternia, they meet the spirit of the ancients, who says there is a crystal, and the crystal, the Eternian crystal is the only thing that can stop the Energy Beast, and to stop the Energy Beast, that they must give him what he so desperately wants. Skeletor arrives, intercepts the Eternian crystal and steals it. So Prince Adam turns into He-Man and chases after Skeletor, throws Skeletor in the water. Orko goes into the water, over the water, sorry, and steals the crystal out of Skeletor's hand. And then He-Man, Teela, and Orko go to the top of Mount Eternia. He-Man uses the power sword to cut a hole in the top of the mountain, and he pushes the rock aside so it's like a cap. He's taken the cap off the top. The Energy Beast shows up. He-Man throws the crystal down into the mountain and then seals it up after the Energy Beast goes back into Mount Eternia. And that is it, and that takes care of the Energy Beast. We go back to the palace, and King Randor is reading a response from He-Man about having a He-Man day, and He-Man politely turns it down in his letter, saying Orko should be nominated instead and have the day of celebration in Orko's name, not He-Man's. And that was it. That was the episode. The lesson was the importance of patience and how Orko caused all types of trouble because he wasn't patient enough. And that was the episode, and now I am going to dig up some bios and we can close the show. All right, folks, slim pickings today on the bios, but I do have one for Spirit of the Ancients. Special abilities, omniscience. Appeared in the 1983 Filmation animated series, the Spirit of the Ancients heard and saw all that happened on Eternia, but could not act in the present. As its true form existed in the past, it appeared to the heroic warriors in the gold chamber of Mount Eternia, bringing with it the Eternian crystal, which could be used to stop the energy beast. And that's it for bios. So that was it. I hope you enjoyed that. Now we can close out the show. And thank you for listening to another episode. Find the show on Twitter at POTU4MOTU. That's at POTU for MOTU using the number 4. I hope everyone had a great day. And a slow week, I mentioned before. No real updates. I did soft mod my mini SNES Classic. I really enjoy that little machine. It looks neat to have. I really love the controllers. They feel just like they did years ago. I added some fun games. I added, Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, Earthworm Jim, Sunset Riders, a whole bunch of different games. So I'm very excited to play that some more. One of the games is NHL 95. I don't know why, but we used to love playing NHL 95. I had it on Super Nintendo. My friend had it on Genesis. And we would always play. I remember it being very old, like we were in our late teens, early 20s, and still playing it occasionally. So I was playing that last night, and it was a great piece of nostalgia for me. I'll possibly will do that with my NES Mini. I haven't modded that yet, but it's the same process. If you want to look it up, if you have one, it is called Hackchi. It's H-A-K. C-H-I, I believe, Hack-G. But if you go on YouTube, you can find it. And there's no real chance of bricking your system based on everything I read. And it was very easy. Normally, I won't mod things like that, where it was so easy and you basically just plug it. I just plugged it into my laptop, ran a program, and hit a button, and it just moved games onto it. So it was very easy. And it keeps the cover art. You have the same save states like the other games that come preloaded with it. So no complaints. I'm very happy with it. The only thing you would need to do would be download the program and then download a torrent with a pack of ROMs. So, that is it for me. I won't take up any more of your precious time. You probably have much better things to be doing. So, I will leave you with the band. Have you ever seen the Jane Fonda aerobic VHS and their song called The He-Man Song? I hope you enjoy it. If not, you can just shut it off because I am done for the day. Until next time, and as always, you have the power.